Very strange. Little.
A small tree. All
right. Geopel, Geopel. That place is known as Geopel.
Geopel, no.
But I say, also, there are the pictures in the river is from village. We have almost near the sea.
I should have asked a question, so much. What scientist? Yes. Yes, this is a very widely read paper. It's all published to all scientists all over the world. This article says, scientists from the unknowable future. What is going to be? They are very much worried about the future. All the scientists. So they are saying that in future the energy supply is going to be exhausted. And the food supply and all the activities are going to be very limited. And as they say, the future is really unknowable. It's not known. It won't be known.
You can see everything. You can speak about the future from our health. You can write on that. The future is known. This is the future. And give the ideas. What is his name? Where is this article?
What? Not only this is a general paper. So they did not mention the writer of the this was there was a meeting in Philadelphia about a few months ago called American Association for the Advancement of Science. So all the scientists all over the world, they come together and discuss topics about several called science and society. And they discuss several things. The primary concern of most of the scientists is the what is going to happen in the future. They always worry about that.
What they have.
So they said, so far as the energy supply is concerned, they can hope from three things. One is from the coal and the natural gas supply. They said that's going to end.
About natural gas, yes. That's very current. Because depending on nature, all this supplies from nature. The natural gas is very current. The natural gas is supplied always. Very current.
There's no guarantee.
There's another thing. Everything has been given, supply is given. And that is how he can put forward another condition of nature to make a solution. This is another foolish. He is, and that is supply from him, and he is limiting the supply. How I can express another supply from me will solve the question. There is another question. Because dependent on nature, and why you are thinking that this will solve?
And the second source, they said, from nuclear energy, like so by exploding the atomic bombs, there are a lot of energy evolved, and that energy can be utilized for peaceful purpose, for useful purpose.
That is also dependent on nature.
Yes. And the third source, the ultimately their final thought is for the solar energy coming from the sun.
Huh?
for that, and I do everything that Kevin comes for that.
Ashesha, unlimited temperature.
We know that the solar energy will be so intense that as the earth, you scientists will not have to endeavor. You will be finished.
Does it get its annihilation?
Yes. First of all, the solar energy will be so intense that everything will be gone. For 100 years, this energy will keep being increased, and everything will be born into ashes. Then, as the solar energy being increased, all the oceans and all water will be transformed into clouds, and then they will be red. And when there will be rain, the whole thing will be water. That will be water. This is called Pralaya. Pralaya Paradijale. This devastation is periodical. But the last devastation is that in there will be no water.
There will be no water?
No, that water will be also evaporated. And gradually it will go to the ultimate source of energy.
That's the end of promise, Lord?
Yes.
At the end of promise, daytime, there's Pralaya with the water.
That is water food. So we are.
Scientifically, it sounds also very reasonable. Scientifically, for example, when there is a very strong heat, necessarily water evaporates.
As soon as it rains, then again things start growing.
Yeah.
That's scientific.
Everything is scientific, they are not robots. They are real things. They are only speculative. Speculation for solving the problem is useless. Nature will go on with this one. It cannot stop.
You see, the universe always moving. The force of nature.
Maybe it is happening with normal mind. You cannot stop. Nature's force. He can simply connect to God and he can be in any second. Pralaya Paradijale Jita Bahana Siddhiram.
So all these people spend their time, all time, in worrying about future.
Yes. They worry, and they will be annihilated at the same time. Because they have no center. That is the future.
Spend all time worrying about death. They don't do anything, they can't stop it.
Yes. Everything worried about death, does it mean that death is in stop? No, why they are wasting their time? If this
be fooling themselves and be fooling others.
But you cannot do it. You cannot do anything. Why is that what we are not doing? We are confident that everything will happen and make us close, but we'll be saved by this time. If we actually become just about that, then after this body, we are going to back to home, back to God, Krishna. But there is no question of Vaikuntha. Without any words. Vaikuntha means without any words.
Sri Prabhupada answered yesterday about the why these people worry for future generations. And Sri Prabhupada answered that the living entity is by nature wants to be eternally happy.
Yeah.
But we are encased in this material body. So we do not know how to find a real happiness.
Yeah.
At the same time, these people are worrying for their generations. Is it also their service? Is it also just some sort of service?
That is some sort of service. But this service is misled.
Because they miss the central
just
point.
Just like they are trying to give service to stop disease, death. But where is the solution? People are dying. People are being attacked. So they do not know how to give service. They are proud, they are popped up by the pantry. Scientific knowledge, and that thing is ridiculous. So, if foolish men try to make a solution of a great problem, that is useless. They do not accept that they are foolish rascals. They cannot do it. That is their fault.
So, it's because they are missing the real central point.
Yes. They do not know how to make this solution. They actually have no knowledge and they are trying to give knowledge. That is their cheating. They do not admit their imperfectness of knowledge, but they want to give some knowledge. And they are passing on as scientists and philosophers and leaders and getting good salary, big salary. Making experiments, going to moon planet, simply spoiling money. And poor people are being exacted of the taxes, and they're enjoying it. They are practically simply exploiting the innocence by their forward of so-called scientific knowledge and their resources, income. Government is doing that. And government is supporting all this nonsense. And they will not take actual knowledge. When actual knowledge we want to give, they are not very serious. This is like sentimental. We are scientists. Oh, what scientists they have done? That is their job. They do not accept their nonsensical theories. Therefore, Krishna says, first of all, surrender. Then, stop. better than mine, for it's such a marvel. But I'm interested in science, philosophy, all this. Better than. Standard. I shall be. That day. Solution is there. But they will not accept. There is a solution. It's not there. I give you protection. You surrender. But that, this person, they will not accept. They will not surrender to God. Then supply. And let Paul ask you supply. Allah has a need upon your mind. Blind leader leading other blind men. So how they get relieved? Both the leader and the followers will go to hell. That's all.
So they meet the right person from whom the real knowledge can be
obtained. The right person means Krishna.
Yes.
He's missing Krishna. Asuras. Namaan Vishkidanam Murha Prabhupadante Narayana. Lowest child of mankind. Miscreants, rascals, and atheists, this class of men will never surrender. But it's taken from the Holy. So, we take them, they may advertise themselves as very advanced scientists, but we take them, miscreants, rascals, lowest of mankind, and loss of real knowledge. That is our definition of them. Not that unnecessarily we are accusing them, lowering them. No, Krishna says. We are simply repeating Krishna says. If Krishna is authority, if Krishna is God, then this thing, these four words for that are facts. Because we can see by the symptoms, they will never surrender to God. Therefore, they come to these four categories of men, miscreants, rascals, lowest of the mankind, and lost of real knowledge. Real knowledge is the path of Brahma-jigyasa. Let them inquire about the supreme source of everything. That they neglect. They cannot answer. Everything perhaps, maybe, better. Here is the supreme source, present, who says, Aṁ sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate. That is, Aṁ asam agre. These things they will not. That is, we know that this material nature is subject to annihilation. You see, just like this body is born at a certain death, and it is finished at a certain death. Similarly, the whole cosmic body is born at a certain death, and it will be finished at a certain death. Why we are bothered? It will be finished. That is the nature. Anything material you see, it is born, it stays for some time, and it's lost. So why are you trying to protect? What is your power? He is also one of the products of this material nature. His body is also a product of this material nature. So how can you expect that you can make a solution of this annihilation? That's not possible. my body will be finished. And this finger is a part of the body. So can the finger hurt the body? So similarly, material nature will be finished. So I am part of material nature. How I can say the material? Just see them. You have no even common sense. What I am? I am one of the insignificant part of this huge cosmos that exists. So how can I say? You understand? Tell this rascal, scientist. So what you are? What is your breath? It is a teeming substance within the material creation. The material creation is lost. So how by the teeming creation of this material, you can say it? What is the value of your breath? The past, now this sand, if you take one
handful
of, I'll make it nice. Okay. They do not understand the teeny position.
But practically the so-called modern world is all guided by these people.
Yes, that's what they are called. They are blind. They have no real knowledge. And they are trying to guide others. They are also blind. They are thinking,
oh,
he has passed the next week.
He is Dr. Sam. He is very big man.
And they are exploiting them, getting money. The real knowledge is not there. Everywhere, this way, they are cheating people. In religious life also, this rascal, Guruji has come. He says there is no need of book. He is self-sufficient and people are following him. There are no sense, but every education is obtained through books. Where is that educated man who has never read a book? But this rascal, he says, no, there's no need of book. And they do not feel that what he has done wonderful, except keeping the people. He remained in the same darkness after meeting these people. And still he says, oh, yes. If you have become so less vivid, so naturally they are cheated by so-called scientists, so-called religions, so-called avatars, so-called philosophers, all people are simply. My Guru Maharaj used to say, the whole society is a combination of seekers and cheaters. We are just presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. What is text as it is, as it is said. Why are you all here? Here it is. Actually, we are simply trying to say this.
If everybody is Krishna conscious, there will be no problem.
Not everyone. Even one person. The leaders of the nation. If you can count it, leading people, they understand thoroughly. But that miscreant, just maintaining something else, and they want to say, criminal, murderer, wants to be saved. He can very himself by cheating the law of his day, but how he can be saved from the law of God? All these miscreant criminals, they are trying to cheat themselves and are of the sea, they want to be saved. And getting money is the third day was this. And their time, another time, and the next time they get this money. Why they will not do this? When to know you, yes, everyone has got his own opinion. And why he wants to come to you? Why you are not here? That's not my opinion. I can say, before, this is my opinion. I can say, why you think this is your opinion? This is my opinion. Not possible to give my opinion in ordinary God. How I can give opinion in the ultimate love? God's love?
God is king is right and wrong with the majority rules. There is a majority of sin.
And that's why I was explaining. There is God, all, Jammer, and Athens. Majority has like this animal, he got all this damage, and he got a big dog. Some food of this obsession. Therefore, this very reaction is another big animal. He is found by the cat, dog, ox, rabbit. See, another big. So what we can expect from him? What is that?
Swami Vivekananda?
Yes.
He said,
yes.
So why do I look there? Stop. Did he go past? I need some high class.
The simple says it is ignorance.
And this is like it.
Say Krishna because he's God. Say Krishna, who? Krishna, Shiva, everything. Be God.
Yes,
Bhagavad Gita say like that. Krishna said, Anna Devata. And he declared, he was
the demons.
The demons.